check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCA Summit here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And look, oh my goodness, who is in the studio lounge? Mr. Rinaldo Hardy, the president, the new president and CEO of Nacuso.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, you're in the studio lounge.
I am glad to be here. I feel like it's been a little while since we've done one of these. Quite a few.
We have. You are almost an unofficial co-host.
There you go.
It's so good to see you, Rinaldo.
Absolutely.
And a belated congratulations. Well done, well deserved.
Thank you.
How's it feel to head up Nacuso these days?
It's feeling very exciting. You know, I am nearing the end of month one, and I am just so ecstatic about what we have the opportunity to do. I've told everybody that I've had a chance to talk with that for me, this opportunity is significant. One, because it really allows me to show up as myself, do the things that I love, that I'm passionate about. And I'm so excited to help the industry to move forward in the areas of innovation and collaboration. Mm-hmm. Our opportunity is so vast.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited about what the future is going to look like.
And there's a lot of innovation in CUSOs, as you well know.
Absolutely.
And it's just blossoming. Like, I mean, you go to a Nacuso network conference 5 years ago, and you go to one this past year, and it's night and day. I mean,
Absolutely.
There's so many CUSOs out there now. So what are some plans? What are some immediate plans and some long-term plans that you have?
We're working on quite a bit. So one of the things that we are working on right now is just really increasing our value proposition. We want to make sure that we're able to offer the maximum amount of benefit to those who are part of our ecosystem. And one of the things that I love about what we have is we're like this very unique part of the industry where everyone really can come in, be a part, connect, and belong. So we're open to credit unions, CUSOs, fintechs, credit union service partners, you know, consultants. Mm-hmm. Everybody can come together. And when you think about the collaborative nature of our industry, that alone gives us so much opportunity to bring the best and the brightest minds together to do great work. So our goal right now is just we're evaluating our value proposition. We're looking at how can we elevate it? What are the opportunities we have to offer more benefits to the industry at large? We're looking at credit unions in particular, making sure they have the awareness that they can be a part of this ecosystem and that we want to help them drive innovation in their organizations and also increase collaboration.
Yeah.
The development of CUSOs, it happens to be very necessary in the sustainability and the forward progression of our industry. And so we're going to be working really hard to elevate not only the CUSOs that do exist, but to make sure that we are also building new CUSOs to solve our industry's problems.
Yeah, there's no shortage there.
Not at all.
I go back to the old Apple commercials. This is going to date me when their app store came out. Remember those commercials? Like, oh, there's an app for that?
There's an app
now
for that.
There's a CUSO for that.
There's a CUSO for that, you know, and we need it.
Of course.
I mean, if you think about just what's happening in society, and I was talking about this the other day on stage, you know, consumer expectations are evolving very rapidly when you look at the generations that are coming up behind us, which is very interesting for me to be saying, because, you know, for years
used to be that generation. Now we're like looking in the rearview mirror.
There's a generation coming up behind us, and they see the world differently.
Yes, they do.
And serving them happens to be a different type of giant to overcome because of their expectations, and their expectations center largely around what's happening in the development and the availability of technology. And so I believe what we do is very important. CUSOs are very important. We have fintechs in our space as well, and a lot of great things are happening. I mean, you saw the one who won our Next Big Idea competition, Goal Setter.
Goal Setter.
What a cool fintech,
right? Tanya was in here yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked to her again.
And now, you know, not only did they start off as a fintech, they're also a CUSO now. So I love the fact that, you know, she's diving in, jumping into what's happening into the happening in the industry and giving us an opportunity to be competitive.
Yeah, Tonya's very sharp lady. Very sharp lady
indeed.
I want to go back. I want to step back a little bit, Ronaldo, and like, what attracted you toward this position of leading the CUSO? What was, what kind of sparked in your mind? Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go do that.
When I tell you, as soon as I saw the job posting, so it was a combination of things. Obviously, there was the written component of it, and then there was a video of which I believe you were involved in.
Yes, I was.
And when I listened to the things that they were looking for, I kept listening back, and I'm like, this is really describing who I am.
Yeah.
So that was
yeah.
the first thing
okay.
that I felt that there was great alignment between what the role needed, what the board was seeking for the next leg of the journey of NCUSO and who I was. So I knew that I could feel a level of passion and conviction in doing this work. Mm-hmm. I think moreover, it brought me back to a place that the earlier stages of my career were all about. So when I was coming up in our industry, and it sounds funny to say that, like, I feel like I'm like an OG talking now, but I really led a lot of conversations around innovation, the future, what we needed to do in technology to advance. So, you know, as I helped to elevate another conversation in our industry on DEI, I hadn't got an opportunity to be in this world as much as I love to. And so when this came open and available and I watched the video and I read the posting, and then one of my good friends in the industry, Juan, he and I were talking one night, and he was like, I really think you should go for this job at NCUSO.
Right
he didn't even know that I had looked at it. And I felt like that was my last confirmation.
Yeah.
My whole journey in my career has been about following my passion and really allowing my heart to lead me into the things that are right for me.
Yeah.
And I just knew it. I can't explain it, but I just knew that I needed to step in and give this thing a shot. And I'm very
excited
that it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy for you. A lot of people are very happy for you, Ronaldo, and it's well-deserved. And I want to switch gears to the conference here. So what brings you to NASCUS, and what are you talking about here with some
of the folks? Well, you know, I've had a great time here. I initially came to be a part of introducing the winner of our next big idea competition, to talk a little bit about NCUSO and what we're working on. I had an opportunity to step in for our chairwoman of our board, Becky.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was going to do an interview with Charles Weiss, and so I stepped in and did it for her because she wasn't feeling
talk
well.
A little digital ID.
I did.
And sovereign
it was a fun conversation.
It's fascinating.
So I got to do that, and then later today I'll be on a panel with several association leaders, national association leaders, and we'll be talking about the forward progression and the future of our industry. So I'm looking forward to what that conversation is going to be like.
You're a busy guy these days, Ronaldo.
A little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what else is on the docket for you? I mean, obviously, you're bouncing around the country and saying hi, shaking hands, all that good stuff, and doing speaking. What else is on the docket for you as far as NCUSO goes? Because, I mean, the NCUSO network's going to be here right around the corner again.
Yes.
So are you getting prepared for that?
We are. We've already started our planning process for it. We'll be dropping registration soon. Everyone's going to want to be there. I mean, it's already an amazing conference, and I can tell you that we do have some exciting new additions to the conference this year, and so I'm very excited about what that's going to look like. It's going to be one big credit union party, and I mean, whoever isn't there, they're going to feel like they missed out. So,
left out,
you know,
indeed.
That's what I was going to say. We don't want FOMO, so when we drop that registration, please, please, please make sure that you register for the conference, whether you're a credit union, CUSO, FinTech, credit union service partner. This is the atmosphere and the environment to come and to think about what the future of our industry
will
be.
Well, I'm glad you said atmosphere and environment, because NCUSO is one of my favorite conferences to go to, because when you go into that kind of exhibit hall or whatever, I mean, it's not like your normal exhibit hall. It's, you walk in there and you go, oh my gosh, there's a very entrepreneurial spirit, a very startup-ish spirit here, and there's so much energy, and that's what I love about it, because it's all about opportunity and starting something new.
Yes.
And I guess the icing on the cake is that it's all kind of credit union event-based, you know?
It is. So, and the thing is, we don't even call it an exhibit hall because from our perspective, it's a networking lounge.
Exactly.
And so I love that dynamic, the fact that we really create that space where the conversations can feel a little bit more organic, that they're driven around solutions for organizations. So it's really about bringing people together, uniting people who have a problem with those who have the solution. You know, sometimes when you're in a traditional exhibit hall, it's like, it's very salesy one. Let's be honest, we like to get our free stuff.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Ronaldo, because I interviewed a couple of folks from who were different CUSOs at NACUSO conference, not this past year, but the year before, and they got to talking, and so I interviewed them this year, and they partnered up, and now they are providing their services to credit unions out there, and they said that never would have happened if we weren't here. So,
So
that's what happened.
It's a great environment, and one of the things that we are very focused on doing is making sure that we are, our ecosystem is designed to bring people together, it's designed to create opportunities for us to think. We are solution oriented, so we're looking in the industry and looking for what are those problems, what are those issues that we really need to solve so that we can be stronger as an industry, and it's the place to be.
So, I think so.
I'm telling you, if you're not at the conference, FOMO is going to be really bad.
Yeah. You're not going to sleep at night for
sure. You really aren't, and then you're going to have to wait a whole year to go.
Man, you're a good salesman. I like that. I'm going to be there for sure. Yeah, I'm not going to miss this one at all. So, yeah. And then there's the Next Big Idea competition.
The Next
as well,
Big
which
Idea
is
competition.
So cool.
It's phenomenal. Yeah, and
a little
I'm very
pressure,
excited.
Pressure, the little Shark Tankish atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so much fun. So
absolutely.
Much fun. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back out. I know you're a busy, busy guy and busy time at the show, but thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes. And again, huge congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Deserved. And I really look forward to seeing what you're going to do with NACUSO, you and your team.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
You are. There he is, Ronaldo Hardy, leading the team at NACUSO. Well done, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.